All right, we're going to start something new today. I'm going to call it the news roundup. This is going to be just, I'm going to pick out 10, maybe 11 stories that you may or may have not heard about and just briefly go over them. That way it saves you half an hour. Believe me, you don't want to watch mainstream media. Stop doing that right now. Get your news from somewhere else, be it the Epic Times, be it any kind of alternate news source. Don't listen to, don't even turn the evening news on. It's a waste of time. Believe me, you're wasting your time. They're not going to tell you the truth. They lie about everything. So I'm going to go over about 10 different things that have happened over the last day or two. And you may have heard of some, you may have not. If not, no big deal. I mean, if you have, no big deal. I'll be going over it. Give you just my quick take on it. And then we'll just move right along. This won't take long. So say you're on your way to work. You can turn me on, you know, turn on my channel and listen to the news, basically. So the first thing we've got here is in 45 states, this was last, so far this year, there have been 60 police shot and killed since the first of the year. And since defund the police and the George Floyd protests started, that's 130% increase of guys that were just going out and doing their job on a daily basis. Some of them have even been ambushed. So this is an ongoing thing. 60 police. Yeah. So when people say defund the police, that's what happens when you do that. Number two, Cuomo brothers. Okay, that's Chris and Andrew. Andrew, the governor of New York, and Chris, the idiot CNN correspondent. He tries to say he's a journalist, which is a joke. But they are currently 100% unemployed. Chris got accused of sexual harassment. I think there's a new one that's come out. He got fired supposedly for, I guess, doing investigations using CNN resources to try and protect his brother. And now he's saying that, who was it? The head of CNN was involved with it and knew he was doing it. So basically what he's doing, he's looking for somebody to sue is what he's looking for. Because these big time operators like that, they usually have morals clauses in their contracts. And if they do something that's outside that range, they can fire them. And that's what happened. And then Andy, of course, he's got his problems with sexual harassment. Sounds like it's something in that family. You get that feeling that maybe they weren't taught well by their dad, the governor of New York, Mr. Cuomo. I it sounds like it to me. He was grabbing some gal's butt at a party or something. And I mean, hey, you know, in the '70s, you could probably get away with it. You can't do that now. Okay. These guys are living in the '50s and you can't do that. So both of them are idiots as far as I'm concerned. So they're getting exactly what they deserve. Number three, Bob Dole's dead. Who cares? Right. Let's see. The Biden campaign. This is number four. Biden campaign ran on empathy. Okay. That's what he, during when he was trying to get elected, his campaign, he went out and talked about empathy. You need to have empathy for another person. But this is the same guy that didn't even acknowledge the Kenosha accident, as they call it, where that terrorist went in and ran over all those people. He hasn't visited or done anything, but he's talking about empathy. And then he wonders why he's the most dividing president of all time. So let's see. Number five, China Olympics. I believe we are going to diplomatically boycott. In other words, we're not going to send any of our high rollers from the U.S. government there. Who cares, right? Who watches the Olympics anyway? Anybody listening here watch the Olympics? Because they're ridiculous. They're nothing but PR. They're nothing but propaganda. It's ridiculous. So I really don't care. And I don't know. In China? Come on. Really? Yeah. And then Psaki. She's talking about the vice president. This is number six, Psaki, the press secretary. Little Orphan Annie, right? Or Peppermint Patty, whichever you want. She's saying that the turnover in the VP Harris's office, that's something that's natural. It happens all the time. Listen, lady, you think I'm a moron. Not in 10 months, it doesn't. You don't lose three of your main people in 10 months. One of the peoples was quoted as talking about Harris, and they said, and I quote, "She is a soul-destroying boss." It's not exactly a positive, right? I think that's hilarious. They pretty much summed her up, if you ask me. So you can say that it's natural. Yeah, it would be. And let me give you an example. Say you're working for a president in the White House and you've got some high rolling job. Okay. It probably requires 80 hours of your day or your week. So you don't see your family. You don't visit friends. You're busy all the time. You're on call, basically. All right. After 4 years of that, and your president that you work for is looking to get reelected, you may want to take some time off. I can see that. Okay. After 4 years, you don't want to do 8 years. That happened a lot. That happened under the Obama administration. A lot of these people just get tired of that. You know, you work in 80, 100 hour weeks. Nobody wants to do that forever. So I can see that. And she is correct in that. Turnover like that is natural. You have to have that because people get tired of it and they get burnt out. But you don't get burnt out in 10 months. Sorry, folks. That's a fake one. All right. Number seven, I don't know if you heard about this, but Oregon, the state of Oregon, is considering making mask mandates permanent for indoor events, being indoor anywhere. They're going to make mandates permanent. I thought we had 2 weeks until the curve, to flatten the curve. No. It's starting on the coasts. It always does. Oregon's talking about anytime you go anywhere indoors, you're going to have to wear a mask. That's the kind of flakes that are out there. Unbelievable. Okay, number eight, Maxwell case, Ghislaine. Okay, the friend of Epstein's, his number one or number two, whatever you want to call her. She... Things I'm having trouble trying to even think how to put this. Mainstream media is covering this to some degree, but they're not covering it like they should. They're not talking about Epstein. Now, Epstein did not kill himself. Okay, that suicide was a hit that was put on because people in power who are pedophiles and have been abusing children for years, God knows what they've been doing. They wanted him dead. I'm surprised she's still alive. But she's never dropped dime on anybody. She's never like provided state's evidence and gotten a deal on it. So I don't know what's going to happen to this gal. But they're ignoring it. Mainstream media is ignoring it. They're talking. It's basically if you listen to any of this stuff at all they do is talk about what people are wearing, you know, their makeup, their hair, how she looked. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. It's like a People magazine. Reports. It's terrible. But the thing is, and here's the kicker. Epstein visited the White House during the Clinton administration 17 times. Now, knowing about Epstein, what I know about him and his, you know, penchant for young women, underage women, his Lolita Express and his island that he went to, who a lot of people have attended, by the way. Bill Murray's one of them. A lot of people that you wouldn't know about. Bill Gates. I mean, go down the list. A lot of powerful people. He went to the White House 17 times. What do you think they were doing? You think they were playing pinochle? Because my guess is Bill wasn't doing that. So I'll just give you an idea of what's going on. Number nine, I've got, so far, there have been zero healthy children between the ages of 5 and 18 who died from COVID. Zero. This is around the world. I saw this study. It was done by Harvard. I think it was Harvard. Between the ages of 5 and 18, no one died that was healthy. And yet, we're talking about giving vaccinations to children under 5. And today, they're actually having, and they've had lots of them, babies who were hospitalized from the vaccine. This is insanity. It really is. It's insane what's going on. Number 10, Biden's Surgeon General. He says even the triple vaxxed people must wear masks indoors. You kidding me? Indoors if you're triple vaxxed. Now, why would you do that? Why? That doesn't make any sense. Correct me if I'm wrong. But if I'm vaxxed, you're vaxxed. And we're sitting at a table across from one another. Aren't we safe? Why would we both have to wear masks in that situation? And I don't know if you've ever gotten a look at this Surgeon General, but he doesn't strike me as a smart, you know, the sharpest pencil in the box either. So I don't know. I don't know. Let's see what else is going on. Oh yeah, the FBI. Have you ever heard of the Patriot Front? Okay, supposedly the Patriot Front is a right-wing organization. Their motto is to reclaim America. They were supposedly marching in Washington, D.C. over the weekend at the mall, and there are pictures of them, you know, walking by. All men, all in Dockers, basically, with brand new equipment. They had brand new white scarves to hide their faces. They had brand new knee pads, which I'm not exactly sure what that's all about. But they had armor on, basically, and looked all brand new. They had white shirts. It was ridiculous. It's the FBI. That's all they're doing. It's a joke. Yeah, they are trying to make people who want to stand up for their own rights, they're trying to make them out, the American people, you and me, people that say, hey, I'm not taking this anymore. This is crazy. What they're doing is they're trying to make us out to be the bad guy. So what do? The FBI gets a bunch of their agents on a weekend and sends them up to the mall to protest, to make it look like there are crazy white supremacists out there just around the corner ready to get you. Because they had pictures, they literally had pictures of these guys, dozens of them, being picked up by U-Hauls to go back to wherever, I guess to FBI headquarters. Unbelievable. I'm talking about the FBI, the guys that can't stop anything, okay? They can't find their own car keys half the time. Worst organization, it needs to be absolutely, completely destroyed and rebuilt again. But they're following orders. Yeah, it looked like a Docker commercial. It really did. Yeah, Dockers, you know, the pants. It looked like a Dockers commercial. Look it up. Yeah, unbelievable. And they had them all shouting, "Reclaim America," like they were Trump supporters, which is nonsense. It's all propaganda. But anyway, this happened over the weekend as well. So anyway, that's basically my news roundup for December 6th. So give me a listen, and we'll talk later. Remember, let's go, Brandon.